President John Dramani Mahama yesterday joined the chiefs and people of Mamprugu to celebrate their annual Demba Festival with a call on them to use dialogue in settling disputes. This is the first time a sitting president has honored such an invitation from the chiefs and people of the area. Addressing the crowd, the president charged them to observe peace as a priceless possession which should be used to transform and not to destroy. The president urged the chiefs and people to uphold the Ghanaian culture, tradition and values against the undue influences of foreign cultures.
Our culture, traditions and values are what give us an identity as a people, and we must continue to uphold and protect them, particularly against the undue influences of foreign cultures. At the same time, we should accept the dynamism of culture, and therefore, as and when it is necessary, we should seek to improve those aspects of our culture that are inimical to progress and development. Our traditions and culture have a lot that we must celebrate. Unfortunately, Western culture is eroding some of the values that we have held dear for centuries. Festivals like this must therefore be an occasion for us to reflect on how we can safeguard against the erosion of our culture and values. The blatant disrespect for elderly people is one of such examples. What kind of legacy are we leaving behind for our future generations?
That was President Mahama. For his part, the paramount chief of the Mamprugu traditional area, Nabuhagu Mahami Abdullahi Sheriga, called on the president to adequately resource the EC to effectively organize next year's election in an atmosphere of peace before, during and after the elections.
Ghanaians are peace lovers and cherish peace. I wish to call on Ghanaians to do all we can to maintain our peace. This call is due to the fact that 2016 is an election year and the stakes as such are high. We all desire that the elections will come and go with our dear nation Ghana remaining intact and peaceful. To this end, I urge you, Your Excellency and your government, to ensure that the Electoral Commission is adequately resourced to enable it conduct a credible, free and fair election. In addition, let there be a level playing field for all the parties to conduct their campaign.